Time now on the Benusa pregame show to visit with Mike Fritzy, head coach of the Minnesota Crookston Golden Eagles. Mike, thanks for the time today. We appreciate it.
You're welcome, Brian.
You're 0-5 on the year. In your mind, what have been some of the positives for your team?
You know, we've been in, for instance, being ahead of St. Cloud at halftime, being ahead of Southwest at much of the game. You know, there's times when we have played well. There's just, for us, consistency is the main nemesis in that, you know, we'll have a few good plays and then we'll have too many bad plays. And, you know, that's the thing that we just got to get more consistent.
Are the mistakes correctable short term?
Some of them are. Some of them we're just playing against some teams, you know, that are better than we are at this point and bigger, stronger, more physical, whatever. You know, and when you play teams like, you know, Southwest and teams like St. Cloud, and when we get to play UMD and those kind of schools and Bemidji, you know, sometimes we get overmatched at some places. But for the most part, you know, our kids have really battled well and, you know, just trying to get kind of an attitude that it's just one play at a time and we can win that play if everyone does their job.
You kind of got thrown into the head job at the last minute last year. Has this year gone more smoothly since you've been a little more comfortable?
Yeah, it has. I've got one of our assistant coaches is actually our assistant head coach, Mark Duffner, who has been with who has been at Crookston for 13 years now. So having him on our staff to help out and kind of knows the ins and outs of everything and really helped last year. But, yes, definitely this year has gone smoother in those regards.
What challenges does BSU pose for you today?
We've been injured a little bit. We've got some guys who are a little bit dinged up, which, though, is true, I know, with everybody. So we're battling the depth issue a little bit. It's a rivalry game, we know, and it's maybe a little bit more, you know, as far as, you know, what we need to do, we need to overcome the feeling of being on the road, number one. And number two, you know, Bemidji, they throw a lot of deep balls and they have a lot of big plays. And those are things we just can't give up and expect to be competitive in the game. So just trying not to give up the big play. You know, trying to make them a little more 5 yards at a time kind of team.
Mike, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Brian.